And Finn Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Ain't no downtime in a parallel universe. Hey, you're inside Rack and Finn Radio with me, Tom P. We got January 28th and 29th. Still a lot of hunting going on. Small game, rabbit and squirrel still happening. Last weekend, and it's going to end the 31st, a statewide winter bow. Last chance to put some venison in the freezer. I'm seeing some big deer out there. Obviously, bucks that had shed, although we did see one look like a five-pointer. Across the road in front of us, southwestern Jersey, just the other day. Speaking of which, waters are open, man. People are out there fishing, catching some bass. A white perch fishing remains on fire. Just get notice, too, from NJ Fish and Wildlife, the Governor's Surf Fishing Tournament. Applications, early registration, up and running, that go to njfishandwildlife.com. You'll save money on the registration fee if you register early. And you get right to your fishing area instead of having to stop there first and then blah, 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 fill out application, then get on the beach. It is the way to do it. Again, turkey applications are being accepted through February 22nd for the spring gobbler season. Man, there are so many turkeys out there. This avian flu thing, don't put it out there in the universe, Tom. I don't think it's hit the turkey box. The areas we've been anyway, we're seeing a lot of birds. It is going to be a great springtime season. And again, the New Jersey Women Wildlife Outdoors Women's Mentor Turkey Hunt, they are taking registration deadlines February 6th. Okay, that's going to be a mentored hunt for 10 women in, let's see, it's going to be zone, turkey hunting area, not zone, turkey hunting area 21. It's going to be bee week. Let's see, here's where the dealio is. Sunday, April 30th. Is field day, presentation, range scouting, calling, mentor, meetup, and hunt plan. And you hunt Monday, May 1st, and Tuesday, May 2nd. These are mentored hunts. And it's going to be at the, this is some property, people. The Landis Sewage Authority and outside of Vineland. They have some great, great numbers of turkeys out there. But hey, man, our next guest, we're going to be talking bass and bass fishing, especially with the youth. Frank Delaporta Jr., New Jersey Bass Nation Youth Director. Let's get the youngsters through the teenagers, middle school through the teenagers. Get them involved in the bass fishing, and we have it here. Okay, let's get it down in South Jersey. We have it here in New Jersey. We have great bass fishing. For our size and number of waters, we have great bass fishing. Let's get the youth involved. Hey, grab that cup, grab that rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Oh, also joining us later in the show is Wade S. Stein, president of the Jersey State Federation of Sportsmen's Clubs. We're going to talk a little bit, too, with about the Sunshine Foundation. That's it, the Sunshine Foundation Fishing Flea Market next week at the Parkertown Firehouse. Wrap it up if we can get hold of them. Captain Dave the Rave Show, this white perch bite. I got a cold snap coming up, I understand. But you get a boat, find those deeper holes. This white perch bite has been epic, stellar, whatever you want to call it. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
Coronavirus crisis.
Republicans on a handful of congressional committees are intensifying their investigations into the COVID-19 pandemic. On the House Intelligence Committee, Republicans have released a report claiming there are indications that COVID-19 may have been tied to China's bioweapons program and then accidentally spilled into the human population. The Republican report cites suspected ties between China's military and bioweapons research and scientists at China's Wuhan Institute of Virology. The Republicans admit they have found no smoking gun. Congressman Brad Wenstrup released the report.
You can call it circumstantial evidence, but when it starts to mount up, you certainly have more and more questions that you need answered.
Republicans also knock U.S. intelligence agencies, accusing them of stonewalling their investigation. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence said it was skeptical of claims the virus was a biological weapon because of a lack of access to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. It also called the theory supported by scientifically invalid claims. An ODNI spokesperson refused to comment on the Republican report. Rich Edson, Fox News.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Hey, I had an opportunity, though, running around here and there. I was able to make a few casts for some bass in some smaller ponds in Central and South Jersey. A little square-lipped crankbait, some little jigbait. Plenty of this weather. I'm loving the climate change. I'm just loving it. Plenty of small bass around. Actually, out there by... Oh, it's at South Vineland Park Pond. Yeah, nice place. Doing a piece on that and the fishermen coming up. Saw some youngsters there. Kids like 10, 11, 12. Yeah, early afternoon, maybe they're out of school, who knows what. And, man, there were the one kid, his little bait cast. That kid was casting across that pond, man. Woo! And I'm in my little spinning outfit. I'm from the old school. Hey, just a reminder, speaking of the bassing, the South Jersey Bass Club Association has released its Open Buddy Tournament schedule. Let's get it going. The first two are going to be March 5th at Sunset Lake. 7 to 3 a.m. is hosted by the 4th Ward Bass Anglers. And 2 weeks later on the 19th, also at Sunset Lake, right there in Bridgeton, just below Mary Armour Lake. Ooh. Good pond there. Oh, both of those are bass kick-assers, man. Again, 7-3 by the Line Stretchers Bass Club. And people, you know me. I'm not the one for social media. It's a necessary evil. I realize that. But I check fishing reports here and there. Came across a post by Frank Della Porta Jr. A very, very interesting guy. Besides, Italiano. Hey, quesadilla on that. He is the New Jersey Bass Nation Youth Director. There was a call out. Frank is making a call out here to get the youth tournament trail up and running again. And he made contact with him. Great guy. Just a great guy. I know the area he fishes up there in North Jersey. But, hey, Jersey's a small state. We're going to get it here in the central and southern portions. Want to get this trail going. Agree to come on Rack and Fin for a few minutes to talk it up. Frankie, how you doing, man? Great to make your acquaintance.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Great to meet you.
And before we get going, I'm going to add this, people. His son, Nick, is up and coming on the circuit. In fact, he's going to be featured in the Shimano Wet, I believe, at the Classic. Hey, Frankie, did good with this kid, man. He is a whip. He is doing it right,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Congratulations on it. Hey, how'd you get him into fishing?
He started back when he was like 2 years old. It's never stopped. He just had the bug and he just keeps going, growing, and, you know, he's just nonstop. He started actually fishing tournaments with the Bass Nation. That's how we got involved.
Wow.
So once he started with that, his first year in, he actually won the state championship for New Jersey as I believe a 7th or 8th grader. And,
wow.
You know, we took him down to Tennessee to fish Thousand Acre Lake. You know, they take one team from every state as the national championship, and they get all these kids together for the Bass Nation, and they have a huge tournament. And it just keeps growing like that. They keep doing the same thing every year. So my part of this in the New Jersey Bass Nation is that I'm trying to get all these kids back involved with the nation, the junior nation.
Mm-hmm.
It gives the kids an opportunity to fish tournament-style fishing events where they win prizes, they have trophies, I get rods and reels, I get gift cards, you know, stuff like that. And it actually gives them a chance. If they win the state championship in New Jersey, it gives them the chance to travel to fish against other states in the national championship.
It's great. Now, Frank, I noticed I did some research on this. A lot of states do have this middle school through high school, you know, these bass teams. So, Jersey just lagging a little bit behind. Why have, again, we have some of the greatest bass fishermen in the circuit still going on, you know? But what do you think it is? I mean, you got a big load to carry here, bro.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of work to do, but I'm going to, you know, fight through it and get as many people involved. I just think here in, you know, New Jersey and anything north of us, we don't have as much fishing time as they do in the southern states.
So they have fishing tournaments.
Yeah, they have fishing tournaments all year round. We start in March. We go till August. So when we end in August, that's when the national championship is. So then that's when we, you know, transfer to that. And then it starts all over again in March. So we only have a certain window to fish, but to try to get as many kids involved is also tough, too. You know, I put a lot of posts, as you've seen, out through social media and, you know, and I'm living proof that this Bass Nation works because my son has come up through the Bass Nation. He's won the state championship 3 times.
Wow.
Now he fishes in the MLF. He fishes for bass. He actually just got a partial scholarship to Carson Newman in Tennessee, where he's going to be going to fish on the Carson Newman fishing team, which is rated in the top 5 fishing colleges in the country.
Congratulations on that, man. Wow.
Thank you. Yeah, this is a great program where kids can come in, learn how to fish, and if they really are into it, they can, you know, if they have the drive, they could just keep moving forward with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people recognize it. I work with the Ike Foundation. They have their own tournament, so we kind of bounce things off of each other to try to, you know, get more kids involved. And, you know, so like you said, it's a lot of work. I enjoy it because, you know, I enjoy fishing myself.
When you get a chance now.
When I get a chance now.
We're speaking with Frankie Della Porta. He is a New Jersey Bass Nation Youth Director. A call out now for participants in the Youth Tournament Trail. Now, Frank, let me get this straight. You're going to have these tournaments around electric-only lakes, correct?
As of right now, we're only doing electric only because I'm trying to get everybody involved. So if a kid has a little rowboat that has a little live well in it and only electric motors, we can get them involved. I don't have to worry about them getting them on a big electric lake with, you know, big motors. And, you know, it's just a lot of work that way. This way, if we get someone involved from the ground up, you know, then they start working towards what they have to do if they try to get a boat or if they try to find partners that have boats. And, you know, it comes down to the family, too. We have to have the parents involved also. They have to be willing to travel to these lakes and spend some time and get these kids out there also. So it's not just, you know, we have these kids have the drive to fish. They want to fish. But it also comes down to, you know, their family members helping them out also.
And you know what happens, too, Frank, I'm sure you've seen this, and it happens everywhere. You have more than one youngster in a family, and all of a sudden you have traveling soccer team, traveling basketball team, traveling softball team or hockey, whatever. And the time element on a parent's end, I mean, they're stretched like a paramecium. I mean, they're like, they're stretched all over the place. So, again, it does take parental participation on a dedicated and big scale such as you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I came from that. My daughter was a competitive softball and soccer player who played travel.
Holy God.
And my son played baseball with fishing. So we were all over the place all the time. But, you know, when where there's a will, there's a way, right? So, you know, you make it work.
People, check it out. Nick Della Porta, he's doing the Shimano ad for the SLXA, new series of baitcasters. A little side thing here. Hey, Frank, those look like badass machines. Those reels look great. I think even I can't mess that up.
Yeah, they come in at a great price point, and they're a fantastic reel and rod. I mean, they're, especially for these young kids, I mean, you could get a beautiful setup for like $200. You can't go wrong with that.
You're hitting it right. Okay, Frank, back to the tournament. When is the first New Jersey Bass Nation Youth tournament this year? Is there one already scheduled?
Yeah, no, I have a full schedule. We're already scheduled. Okay. We're going to do four tournaments this year. The first one we're doing is going to be at Manasquan Reservoir on March 18th.
Good venue, that's man.
Yeah, absolutely. That's going to be our opening tournament. Our second tournament of the season is going to be April 1st, which this is going to be the state championship. This tournament is what's going to decide who is eligible to go to the national championship. I'm able to send two teams from the high school division and from the junior division. So if I have two teams that are willing to go, you know, we're going to have to try to do some fundraisers and stuff this year to help out with some costs. But, you know, we're going to get these kids down there and, you know, we're going to get them involved in a national tournament. And it's run like the Bass Nation Elites. There's a big stage and they bring you in golf carts and they bring the boats through. It's fantastic. That's something to look forward to.
Here's the dealio. Absolutely. But again, you're based in North Jersey. Manasquan Reservoir is actually the top end of the Rockfin radio listening area, terrestrial radio wise, up there in central Jersey, Monmouth County. Like bringing this south, we have South Jersey and smaller waters, say for Union Lake. I mean, we have some tremendous bass fishing waters down here. Will this New Jersey Bass Nation youth thing get going down here? What's involved with getting South Jersey clubs, you know, interested in this?
All right, well, what's actually involved is having more kids that are interested in it in general. Right now, the locations that we have is because we have kids from North Jersey and we have kids from Central Jersey. So I try to keep it so it's fair for everyone that they don't have to travel, you know, 2 hours to every single tournament. So that's why I kind of mix it up. If we have some more interest from South Jersey, I have no problem with setting up tournaments in South Jersey and, you know, having North Jersey, Central Jersey, and South Jersey tournaments. It would actually put a couple more tournaments onto the schedule, which would be great, excuse me. Mm-hmm. And also, I know there's a lot of bass fishing down there, so it'd be great to get more kids involved and, you know, get them out there and, you know, get the club growing. I want to get the club growing back to where it was at one time. When I came into the club, it was kind of falling off. The gentleman that run it just kind of let it go. And it was last year I came on board because I was inquiring about the tournament. And the president of the Bass Nation said, we have no one to run it. So I jumped in and said, you know what? I have no problem. I'll take it over.
Wow.
Last year I had a decent turnout. You know, we had I got like five tournaments or four tournaments set up within like 2 weeks. It was insane. I was going crazy trying to get it done.
Yeah.
But, you know, I had a little bit more time this year. I reached back out to all the anglers that were here. I'm sending out Facebook posts. You know, my son's on Instagram. He's sending out posts. He has He has another site on Instagram called Junior Angler Nation. What it is kids send in pictures, and he posts pictures for them and gives them a little write-up or says way to go and, you know, gets people to follow them to try to grow their Instagram account. So we use that platform also to get the word out about the Bass Nation and, you know, try to get some more guys involved with it.
Well, Frank, from the roots down here in South Jersey, you have three at the top. You have Iaconelli, you have De Palma, and you have Avena. You have three of some of the best bass fishermen in the nation. Right here in South, to me, it's Jersey. Listen, I know it's South Jersey, Central, North. We are such a small, geographically, such a small state. We're the fourth or fifth smallest and most heavily populated. That's a downside.
Yeah.
But it's easy to get to here. Within a couple of hours traveling distance, you know, you can be bass fishing anywhere on quality waters. And the management from Bureau of Freshwater Fisheries, you know, with some these trophy bass lakes, et cetera, you have five-star fishing. As a couple of pros, now, you know my background is, Frank, that we're on the national team. I get a fish many a classic. One guy said, I'll never forget his Texas accent. Boy, he said, if you can put a limit of bass in a live well in Jersey, you can catch bass anywhere.
Anywhere, yep.
And he made that a point. Well, Frank, I want to get your son more involved. I'd like to have him on Rack and Fin also to talk about is getting more to that youth highway. Getting them into that participation where it's anyone's oyster. These kids could be where he is right now. Listen, it's this guy. I can't say he's a kid because he's fishing like a seasoned pro. Watch the name, Nick Della Porta. Watch that name. He is going to be in the pro ranks. Hey, how about this? Check this out, Frankie. He leaves college and he hits the pro ranks, like these basketball kids and football kids that leave school and go into the pro ranks. What do you think? Oh.
You know what I think? I think Dad drives him around all over the country and is his boat guy.
Well, Frank, you take it. Now, listen, how about some contact numbers, Instagram, emails, Facebooks? What do you got?
Yeah, I got so if anybody's interested and they just want to contact me, there's a couple different ways. They can just go to the NewJerseyBassNation.org website, and you go on tournaments, and you'll see youth and youth director. My contact name, information, phone number, everything is there. You can also email me personally at bassnationnj@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two best ways to get a hold of me. And then, like I said, I'm always on Instagram looking. So anybody that replies to that Junior Angler Nation or even to my son's Instagram account, it's just nicholas.delaporta. If you go on there and you send him a message, he gets the message right to me because he tries to help me out and work with these mm-hmm. kids and get them involved also.
Listeners, let's build the great sport of bass fishing here in New Jersey. Get it to the Southlands again. Frank Della Porta Jr., New Jersey Bass Nation Youth Director. Check out the Instagram or whatever. Let's get the youngsters involved. We have some of the best bass fishermen in the nation right here in Jersey. Let's get some more. And his son Nicholas is right there already. Frank, congratulations on that. You need any help? I'll be in touch. We'll do periodic updates, correct?
Absolutely.
Hey, let me ask you this. When are you going to get a chance to fish this spring? What do you got here?
Yeah, well, me and my son do a quick trick always up to Thousand Islands for our opening spring trip. We go up there for like 3 or 4 days, and then the rest of the season just gets hectic. So I don't mind going up there chasing those big 5 and 6 pound smallies and then laying back a little bit. You know, I got to take as much time with them as possible as I can now.
Good for you. Listen, if you need a rod caddy, I just got certified. Especially for New York.
There you go.
I'm the guy. Frank, you take care. Good luck, man. See you soon on Rack and Fin, bro.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
Take care. Yes, New Jersey Bass Nation Youth Director, Frank Della Porta. Man, let's get this going. Let's get these kids, I hate kids are little goats. Let's get these youngsters involved. His son is perfect. Proof positive. What we have here and what you can develop in the state of New Jersey. We have some great fishing opportunities, great bass fishing opportunities, great anglers. Let's build the youth movement. Okay, grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
So what is Talk with a Purpose? It's a lively, informative, number one rated talk show on Saturday morning. Hi, this is John DeMasi. Join me and my guests every Saturday from 9 a.m. till noon for Talk with a Purpose, heard right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. And if you miss it on Saturday, we replay it on Sunday from 5 until 8 p.m. Don't miss Talk with a Purpose, Saturday and Sunday, right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's talk station.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P., WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Here we go. Look out below. Back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of January 28th and 29th. Again, to me, happy Groundhog Day coming up. That is the Harbinger, True Harbinger of Spring. And what about that? Bass Nation, the Ute Trail. Let's help get it going down here in Central and South Jersey, especially. Frank Del Porto, we are going to be on your side. We're going to keep that going. Get the youngsters bass fishing like his son, Nick. He is on a level. I'm telling you, he is a, I'd say, future classic winner. I've known some of the young guns that came up to the ranks, and that was it. Hey, just renewed and received in the mail my State Federation of Sportsman's Club membership. Comes with a $1 million-something insurance policy, et cetera. Now, we have New Jersey Outdoor Alliance on, United Bowhunters of New Jersey, New Jersey State Federation of Sportsman's Club President Wade Stein is on the air with us right now. I've always heard of the Federation. My first involvement, hey, I'm aging myself. I can tell people, I told you, I taught Peter how to use a cast net. That's how old I am. 1972, Union County Federation met there at the Shade Tree Building on a boulevard in Kenilworth in Union County. That long ago. Belong to the Federation. Again, membership lapses here, there, over the years. Back involved with it because the Federation, along with the other organizations, are constantly fighting for the rights of hunters, fishermen, trappers in the state of New Jersey because the antis want to end all three. They don't care, particularly care which order. Although trapping is always in their sights. And Federation, very important to belong to. Now, it's a Federation of Sportsmen Clubs where there can be individual members. Wade's going to, as president, been president 3 years. I never knew that. So, Wade, I apologize. I'm usually pretty up on these things. The importance of joining the Federation, what the Federation does to the benefit of hunters, trappers, and anglers in the great state of New Jersey. Wade, thanks for joining us. Sort of short notice, but I want to get you on. Let's give the Federation its due here. How you been, man?
Good, good. How you been, Tom?
Lock, cocked, and ready to rock. I have my insurance card. Not okay. But that was great to be back in the fold here. It was a few years, but I see the importance, Wade, of the Federation. It's vital people to belong to this. Wade, go into the Federation format. What's involved? We have, listen, there are 20 counties in the Federation. There's no Hudson County chapter, pretty much understandable up there. It's a concrete jungle. But from Atlantic down to Warren, with the exception of Hudson, 20 counties strong. And, Wade, it's a badass organization. Let's hear more about it.
Well, excellent. Thank you, Tom. And on behalf of all the sportsmen and sportswomen in the New Jersey, thank you for having us on. First of all, the Federation is we commit to long-term conservation, protection, and wise use of the fish and wildlife and other natural resources in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And like you said, you know, we do have our battles, say you will, with the antis time to time again. And, we try to promote a forum for organizations and individuals that proposed legislations that we could talk and address, and that's that's how we like to, inform everyone, including the antis. If they got a question about something, come and see us. We'll talk about it. But, that door doesn't knock. So
exactly. And disseminating that information, people, is vital, especially, Wade, to the legislators. I spoke to some legislators that have no freaking idea of trapping, hunting, fishing, the role it plays in wildlife management, and getting down to the balls of the walls of what they understand, the economy, the economic value of fishing, boating, hunting, trapping in New Jersey, and they have to be educated, and the Federation is an avenue for that, correct?
That is correct. We have people in Trenton that they can reach out to and talk to anytime they have a question about anything, and we in turn reach out to them and say, hey, do you understand what it is that you're trying to ban or that you're trying to promote? If they don't understand what's going on, they're just like, somebody talk to me and let me sign here. We help educate them a little bit further and say, come and sit down and talk to us, and we'll help, educate you so you can make an informed decision.
That sometimes that's mutually exclusive with the legislature. Wait, check this out. I was a few years ago, I met a legislator who had this asinine bill. I said, what were you thinking or not thinking? It since went away. It wasn't me. It just went away, common sense. And, again, the Federation was involved. They were all involved in this. The guy said right out, well, I didn't really write it. It was one of his, what do you call them, assistants or aides or whatever. Yeah. And it was an anti-hunting bill. And I just was, who came up with this? And the guy just, like you said, sort of shrugged. He said, well, it sounded all right. And on to the next subject. So that's the toughest part of the game.
Right. Yeah, just and you know, like I said, we make ourselves available for anybody who wants to talk, and you know, because we're here for the sportsmen, sportswomen of New Jersey. You know, we have their best interest in mind when we're doing things. You know, we just do all kinds of things that we try to promote the highest standard of sportsmanship and ethics in New Jersey, and that through education, and that education can come to legislators as well, not sure. just the outdoors person.
Now, Wade, insofar as progressing with ideas for fishing opportunities, hunting opportunities, individual, you know, belongs to a federation. Now, you have individual members, correct? They don't have to belong to a club. I belong to a club, but they don't have to belong to a club, right? You have individual members?
That is correct, Tom. Just because our name says sports clubs, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to belong to a sports club. In particular, I myself, the president of this organization, is what we consider an individual member. I do not belong to a sporting club at this time. So it's possible that you don't have to belong to a club and work yourself up to the ranks and become president.
And there you go. There you go, Wade.
I'll take my job. You know what I mean?
Well, I'll tell you, Wade, that's... Yeah, your hands full, bro. But wait, again, we have 20 federations, 20 counties in the federation. Now, wait, again, insofar as progressing an idea, for example, I want to mention a name. Someone has an idea like changing something with the deer hunting or changing, you know, deer hunting shotgun, right. whatever, muzzle, or trout fishing or bass fishing regulations. They have an idea. Now, there's a federation. Get involved in advising and bringing a case to Fish and Wildlife regarding any such changes. Go into how that would progress.
Well, basically, an individual who has a concern, like I said, would you can go to our website, the New Jersey State Federation of Sportsmen's Clubs .org. Look up your local chapter, find out when they meet and what time they meet. There's a contact information. You can call that person up, present what you know, your idea, your issue that you're having. They'll discuss it at the county level. That county level then would in turn take it up to the regions. We have three regions, the North, Central, and the South. And we've talked there a little bit about the issue going on. Mm-hmm. And then those region areas then would in turn bring it up to the state level, which would in turn bring it up to me. And then after that, we would talk about it and put it into a committee, have them discuss it even further, investigate it, find out different avenues that could be pursued. And then we'd turn around and ask the Fish and Wildlife for an audience and, you know, just try to promote the issue that the Great. Individual person had, you know, and try to get it changed if we can. And if it does, we reach back out to that individual and say, hey, here's what happened. Well, I mean, we'd probably have them involved in with it sure. as well the whole time. But, you know, we'd let them know what the outcome is. You know, sure. sometimes things go our way, sometimes they don't. Like,
but it's still you represent a voice, a presence, so to speak.
That's correct. We actually represent over 150,000 members in the state of New Jersey and actually other states, too. You can belong to the federation and live in another state. Mm-hmm. You know, as long as you support what we do, we're great. We're glad to have you.
Join us on the Rack and Fin Line this morning, January 28th, is Wade S. Stein, president of the Jersey State Federation of Sportsmen's Clubs, outstanding activist organization protecting the rights of hunters, anglers, and trappers in the great state of New Jersey. Well, Wade, one of the things, too, that how many years ago it started, but it's a great benefit. Listen, you joined the federation. Wade, what's the dealio? You got $1 million liability insurance. How does that work?
Well, as a member of the federation... Yeah, you pay your $40 membership fee, and you know, in turn, you get a membership certificate, a monthly e-newsletter. Now it's not yep. a paper newsletter like it used to be. And on top of that, you know, you get a $1 million liability insurance coverage with a $2 million umbrella policy, and that's as an additional insured to the membership to the policy as becoming a member. It's not an individual policy like most people
right. misunderstand. Right, and that's all for just the $40 a year, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Wow. Hey, wait, is there any like two-year memberships, three-year memberships, family memberships? How does that work?
No, there was a few years ago they did offer family memberships, group memberships type situation, but they found it easier just to have it all individual, so each person has their own voice is how we looked at it.
Okay, wait, I just... Well, wait, as president of the Federation, now you've been, sounds like you've been around hunting and fishing in New Jersey many, many, many years. I don't want to say many years, you know what I mean. But
see, no, that's quite right.
You've seen it go up, the highs and lows, the bear hunt, the no bear hunt, the banning of the leg hole trap, which resulted in almost immediately a huge rabies outbreak. The status of hunting, fishing, and trapping in New Jersey, as State Federation president, how do you see it right now? Good shape, middle in shape, could always be improved, going down the tubes. What's your deal?
Well, everything can always be improved. You know, if you give yourself a A+ all the time, there's no involvement, no room for improvement. So what I always say is, you know, we give ourselves a B, okay? What we need is members to join up and become active in the Federation, take their ideas and promote what they know to the, you know, newcomers, and just keep the ball rolling that way. We've got to strengthen our numbers and strengthen our history and our youth and bring them up through the ranks to keep things flowing the way they are in New Jersey and keep them that way.
Yeah, as Jimmy Donofrio, retired executive director of RFA, said many years ago to me, Tom P, said, democracy is not a spectator sport. Get involved. I've been guilty of this. I send my checks here, send my checks there, send my checks. But I'm busy hunting, fishing, doing whatever. And I'm guilty of this myself. It's people like you and the many volunteers in the Federation, other organizations that get involved, that make things happen. To me, though, it seems like, again, I'm guilty as part of this. We're at a status quo right now, but we're constantly looking over our shoulders, left flank, right flank, over your shoulders, because the antis will keep in movement. They're after the bear hunt. They're after trapping, and they're after fishing. We know, but they're not after fishing, Tompy. The hell they aren't. That's all under their umbrella of the New World Order, so to speak.
Yeah.
Now, Wade, do you have a convention coming up pretty soon in Ocean City?
Yes, we do. Down at the Port of Call.
The Pink Port of Call. I used to work and live on 22nd Street, right? That is a beautiful facility. Beautiful facility.
Absolutely, yes. We've had it there for quite a number of years now. We're coming up on our 64th annual convention. It's going to be held the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. And on the Saturday, the 22nd, we have a bunch of seminars that go on to different people talking and expressing their ideas and their interests and showing us how to do some things. And we learn, you know, all kinds of different things. It's a great time.
It is. And wait, just to bring it up again, in the crosshairs of the antis is the trapping situation. And the Federation, I mean, you have the New Jersey Fur Harvest and New Jersey Trappers Association, small organizations, but they need the support. You know, Federation, and so, I mean, they're right there on the front lines insofar as who's going to get shot first. Pardon the pun.
Yeah, pardon the pun, exactly. Yeah, we've, the fur harvesters and trappers, they've reached out to us, and we've talked, and we've given their 100% support.
Great.
You know, the Federation is a group of people that are involved in the outdoors, no matter how we do it, whether it's a gun, bow, trap, with a rod, mm-hmm. out in the salt waters or fresh waters. We are in this together, and that's how we have to stick together for this entire thing. So we've lent our support to the trappers and fur harvesters on their angle that they want to handle and pursue, and they're talking to their legislators, and we're showing our support by giving them the extra numbers and saying, hey, yes, we do support our brothers in arms as far as that, and they are outdoorsmen just like we are, so we support them.
Exactly right. Wait, I let you off the air, I'll let you escape. I'm going to read off the in the South Tier Counties, Rackham Radio Listening Area, the meeting times of the respective federations. Well, thanks for joining us, Wade S. Stein, president of Jersey State Federation of Sportsmen's Clubs. People, $40. Join. Strength in numbers. Strength in numbers. And Wade, one more time with that website, please. Facebook, Instagram, whatever, the Graham Grown Grahams. What do you got?
Yep, it's NJSFSC, which stands for New Jersey State Federation of Sportsmen's Clubs .org.
Hey, Wade, thanks for joining us. Maybe I will see you at the port of call as long as there's food. Yeah. Wade, you take care of there, bud. I look forward to meeting you.
All right, brother. Thanks.
Take care, man. Wade Stein, great guy. Made an acquaintance with him over the phone. The last person we had on here was Ray Spahn up there in Unicat. But here's the dealio for the sports and stuff in the Rack and Feed radio listening area. We have The Burlington County meets the second Thursday of the month at 7:30 p.m., except in July and August, at the American Legion on Fort Dix Road in Pemberton. The Camden County Federation, third Tuesday of the month, 7:30 p.m., except July and August, at the Clementon Gun Club, 2278 Columbia Avenue in Atco. Kate may have to give Kenny McDermott a call, 609-412-3811. That county is fluid, so to speak. Cumberland, the second Thursday of the month, 7:30 p.m., again, except July and August. Monatico Gun Club, Union Road and Morris River Township. And Gloucester County, second Tuesday of the month, 7:45 p.m., again, except July and August. You guys take off. I don't blame them. July and August, man. I'm out there crabbing. I'm doing my fish. Stuff going on there. And that's at the Southern Region Office, Division Fish and Wildlife, 22 Blue Anchor Road, Sicklerville, New Jersey. Now, what's going to be good about May down there? I will, before the meeting, I'll go down the road right behind there and Oak Pond and get my limit of rainbows. Get some bass down there, too. Ocean County, the third Wednesday of the month at 7 o'clock at the Jamesburg Field and Stream, 1131 Route 70 in Whiting. And Salem County, first Tuesday of the month, 7 p.m., again, except July and August, Salem County Sportsman's Club, 273 Wiley Road in Carneys Point, New Jersey. Join the Federation. Join the NJOA. Join the United Bowlers of Jersey. Strength in numbers, as Wade Stein from the Federation says. Strength in numbers. Okay, grab that cup. Grab that rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
When you need to know, it's WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
Fox News, I'm Carmen Roberts.
Justice for Tyree Nichols!
Protest overnight in several cities, including New York, after the release of the body cam video showing Memphis police severely beating black motorist Tyree Nichols.
Several police unions, including the Los Angeles Police Protective League, released a statement saying the killing of Tyree Nichols at the hands of the five cowardly former Memphis police officers is repugnant.
Fox's Christina Coleman. Former Vice President Pence not commenting on whether the Justice Department should name a special prosecutor for the classified documents found at his home. He tells Fox News.
This was an unfortunate development, and I think it's important that our office simply cooperate fully.
Special prosecutors are investigating documents found at the homes of President Biden and former President Trump. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Overnight, partly cloudy, chilly, low 31. Saturday with some sun, it'll become milder, high 53. Dry Saturday night, lows within a few degrees of 40. Sunday, any sun will fade behind clouds. There will be an afternoon shower around, high 56. Monday, still mild for late January, high 52. I'm AccuWeather's Kara Babinski on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. We got January 28th and 29th. I can't believe this month is already. Oh, my God. Only a couple days left. Winter bow. Yeah, we're not going to be hunting up north where it goes to February 18th. Now, nah, just the time element. But don't forget, get your Turk applications in. Because if you do a Tom P and wait till over the counter, sorry, it's not happening. Okay, that was Wade Stein, State Federation of Sportsmen's Clubs. Hey, pick up the February edition of the Fisherman Magazine. Shout out to Hutch and everybody involved with that one, man. That is a grand slam of an issue. Now, you'll see a bunch of flea markets advertised in here. There's going to be a great fishing flea market coming up next week. Next week in Southern Ocean County. It's the Sunshine Foundation. Okay, it's going to be held there at the Parkertown Firehouse, exit 58, north or south of the Garden State Parkway. Go down, what's that, Parkertown Road, Parkertown Drive. See the blinking light, make it right, boom, and it's right there on your left-hand side next to the Calvary Baptist Church. Join us online right now to talk about the Sunshine Foundation Fishing Flea Market. This is going to be a monster, big facility. I understand they have a lot more vendors. This thing's like pretty much, except for the COVID break. Pretty historical. Been around 4 years. As Denise Mislowski, she is the Sunshine Foundation of Southern Ocean County Chapter President. We're going to talk to Fleetwood. I want to touch on the Sunshine Foundation, exactly what it does. Denise, thanks for joining us on Rack and Fin, young lady. How you doing?
Doing great. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Oh, more than welcome. I'm locked, cocked, and ready to rock. As I explained to you, I am in very close proximity to the Parkertown Firehouse. So
we're excited to be there this year.
You have a great facility there. So when was the decision to make the move, Denise?
It was this year. We previously did it at the rec center. However, right. We ran out of room for vendors. So So we're hoping this year we will have a lot more vendors than in the previous years where we were limited to only 38.
Oh, I see a lot more than that in that facility. Listen, so you'll pick up like a flea market. But one thing I noticed about that, shout out to the Marantz brothers if they're going to be there. You have good stuff there at great prices. And it's not like there's junk clearance stuff. I mean, you got some good tackle there, great rigs, great rod, great reels. Everything involved with fishing especially. Now is the time to do it. You have some super prices and super deals going on. So what are the hours, Denise?
The hours are from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Set up for our vendors start at 6:30.
Okay, it's going to be Saturday, February 4th, next weekend at the Parkertown Firehouse, exit 58 off the Garden State Parkway, north or south. If you're coming north, make the right there, head straight down. You'll see on your left-hand side, you'll see Parkertown Drive. I think it's right after Thomas. Make that left, go all the way around about a mile, mile and a quarter. Watch for the deer there, people. They're suicidal. Yeah. Hit the blinker light, make a left or make a right, and boom, the Parkertown Firehouse is going to be right there. If you're coming southbound, make a left off the exit and follow it straight down, you know, at 539. They'll get you right there to Parkertown Drive, Parkertown Road, whatever it's called. But it is right there. Well, these, I'm thinking, I'm guessing, I'm going to say high end. I say you're going to have at least 50 vendors there, girl.
That's our goal.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, I'm talking to some people that are already excited to get here. Shout out to Skip Deckman there. He was involved with the Sunshine Foundation. Well, Denise, let's talk Sunshine Foundation for a few minutes. The organization does some great work. We have a couple of minutes in this segment. Go into the Sunshine Foundation, girl. What do you have?
So for the Sunshine Foundation, our mission is to answer the dreams of children ages 3 through 18 who have severely or profound physical, developmental, intellectual challenges or trauma from physical, sexual abuse, and whose families have limited income. So unlike other organizations, we do not only do terminally ill, we also do chronically ill, we do low-functioning autism.
Wow.
So we do separate things from others that are only required for terminally ill children.
Well, how long has the Sunshine Foundation been doing this? And is it that big that you have, well, Ocean County is a big county, people, we understand it, that you have a southern region chapter in that. How long has the Sunshine Foundation been around?
Sunshine Foundation's been around over 45 years. Sunshine Foundation is actually the first wish-granting organization.
Never knew that. Okay, well, let me ask you this, Denise. How is the family chosen, the individual chosen, not to sound plebeian about this, is it by committee, is it by need, want, finances? How does that person picked?
So it depends. A lot of people like local children. So we always, our goal is to get a local child. They just fill out an application. They can go to sunshinefoundation.org for their application there. And then it just goes by the needs of the children, what their dreams are. We have a dream village in Davenport, Florida. So the children that want to go to, Disney and all those places, we have our own dream village with individual cottages that are set up for different. We have Snow White Cottage. We have a spaceship cottage. We have a Lego cottage. They get to pick their cottage.
That's
where they stay while they do their trip to Disney.
Denise, that's fantastic. Now to the financing this, strictly donations, grants, how does that work? This is a monumentally expensive, is it not?
So it is strictly donations. We work all off donations. Every single one of our chapters are all volunteer chapters. None of us get paid for doing any of it. So we do all of the fundraising, like the fishing flea market.
Mm-hmm.
Southern Ocean County does a fishing tournament every year. Different counties do different things every year with their chapters. But 100% of it is donations.
Okay, Denise, jump me on that one, people. I was going to get into the Sunshine Foundation. They have a great summertime. Is it a flounder and bluefish, just a flounder tournament this year? What's the dealio, Denise?
It is. So it's going to be on July 8th, and it will be again at the Parkertown Firehouse. This will be the first year that we're doing that there also for bigger, more room.
A lot more space. Hey, listen, you're going to be installing a dance floor because I have moves, man. Oh, I have moves for a big whack out of here. Well, let's keep that going.
That.
Again, listeners, next Saturday, Parkertown Firehouse, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., is going to be a big-ass fishing flea market. Saltwater stuff, freshwater stuff, boating supplies, nautical club, everything is going to be, and it's for a great cause, the Sunshine Foundation. Join us is Denise Maslowski. She is the Southern Ocean County Chapter President of the Sunshine Foundation, doing a Great job, selfless job, as are all the volunteers. Denise, people want to get involved in so far as donations. Is there a website or Instagram site, Facebook? What do you have?
So we have a Facebook page for our chapter, Southern Ocean County Chapter of the Sunshine Foundation. There's also the main Sunshine Foundation website, sunshinefoundation.org. There you can go to the website for Sunshine Foundation. You can find any of our local chapters. We're not in just New Jersey. We're all over the place.
Fantastic.
And again, all of our chapters are all volunteers.
Denise Maslowski, I'm telling you this right now. You will hear me coming next Saturday.
I can't wait.
You take care. Thanks for joining us on Rack and Fin. Great job. And I'll see you next Saturday, Denise.
Great. Thank you.
We'll see you. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, it's next Saturday, Parkertown, Firehouse, exit 58, Garden State Park. Come in 5:30, that's Western Jersey. Come in direct shot, 5:39. Bring it on down. And yes, they will have hot dogs. Tom P. will definitely be in. Hot dogs and donuts. Come on, man. Is that the Tom P. passion food or what? Be right back. Hopefully we got a quick fishing report in. White perch are going nuts. Be right back. Rag and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio, 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
This is House Call for Health. It's happening more and more, emailing doctors to ask about anything from cold and flu symptoms to prescription refills. But this electronic correspondence could come with a bill. That's something that's also happening more. Dr. A.J. Holmgren is an assistant professor of medicine at University of California, San Francisco.
At the onset of the COVID pandemic, we saw a massive increase in the amount of secure messaging that patients were sending to their physicians, on the order of 150% increase. So we have this massive volume of new work coming in that is, for the most part, prior to us being able to charge for this, uncompensated.
A recently published study by JAMA Network Open finds an association with a reduction in patient portal messaging observed that may be attributable to awareness of the possibility of being billed. So it seems patients may be now using e-correspondence less if it means a fee. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Good news, New Jersey. More residents are getting quality, affordable health coverage through Get Covered New Jersey. Established by Governor Murphy, Get Covered New Jersey offers increased plan choices and more savings than ever. Open enrollment is here. If you need health insurance, now is the time to enroll. 9 in 10 people get financial help for plans that include preventive care, prescriptions, emergency services, and more. And many pay $10 a month or less. Find your plan at getcovered.nj.gov.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
That'll almost do it for this week on Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. We're going to January 28th and 29th, but have to just get another fish report out on this white-hot white perch. Okay, not white-hot all the time. Find them in the deeper holes, and you are going to get probably the sweetest eating panfish. Title, brackish, or freshwater in the Great Garden State. Joining us online with a quick report is Captain Dave, the Rave Shoal, Absecon Bay Sports and Center, 81 Natalie Terrace in Absecon. Captain Dave, you're selling the bloodworms like crazy. The white perch is on. What's going, bro?
It's about time you got to me, because this is absolutely the best white perch fishing in South Jersey in my lifetime.
Wow.
And that's getting up there. See, because it's pretty close to the same length as yours, if I'm not mistaken.
I think I may have a few on your day.
Seriously, I've had some reports from hardcore perch fishermen, and I've never seen. No, I won't say never. I've seen as many people on the Mullica River in Collins Cove when we used to have ice, but
right.
But here it is. Here it is. Still no. We're still above freezing this morning. And the perch fishing is just absolutely great. It's supposed to get up to about high 40s today, maybe even 50 tomorrow.
Yeah.
So this might be, I won't be the last chance, but you might have, next weekend, said a cold front's coming, you might have to set it out.
Yeah.
But this weekend, the conditions are perfect. High tides in the middle of the day. And like I heard Tom say on my introduction, the deeper holes, it's been a little colder.
Mm-hmm.
And last weekend, the guys that caught were, unfortunate. At least in the Mullica, I'm getting reports there's fish everywhere.
Right.
Cape May County, any perch spots full of perch. You got all the whole Lake Harbor.
And Dave, and Tuckahoe River. Woohoo! Oh, I'm going to imagine he pissed at me on that one.
It's just really good.
Yep.
But But what happened last weekend in the Malika is that the guys with the boats that fished the deeper holes were absolutely killing them. You know, the guys on the bank had a little tough.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to need probably another warm-up, and you're going to see these fish start coming up onto the flats, coming up, you know, under the sandbars and moving upstream.
Yeah.
But for tomorrow, my suggestion is find a place where you can get down a little deeper, maybe a deeper hole, you know, where you get where you got a good hole. I know Patcon Creek, they got to pick them up pretty early off the bank there. There's some good holes.
Naco as well, Dave. Naco Creek and then some parts of the Bass, lower Bass River, Dave. Woo. Got some nice fish.
Yeah, you got the up on the Bass River, you do have that state fishing pier that's out in that big hole there they dug for the parkway. That can be hot at times. You go straight down to the end of what road is that?
That's Amasa's Landing Road, yeah. And you go right down.
Landing Road, go right out to the end by the boat ramp, and that's another good access point.
There's a boat ramp there, and fish that sob bank to the left. Get out there. And some of those tides, but you're going to need 4 or 5 ounces there. That really rips through that section of the bass. But there, I saw a guy there with some perch the other day, Dave. Not that many in the bucket, but they were specimens. Oh, man.
Oh, this has been, I get guys that have been doing this for years, and the size and the average size is so much bigger than it's been in the past. You know, any way around it. And, well, if you got a place to find grass shrimp, I suggest you find them and keep your mouth shut. Nobody's telling me I can't find them. There's none for sale that I know of in South Jersey. But luckily, my Mr. Bloodworm guy has been doing fantastic. Been keeping me pretty loaded up with jumbos. I have some now. Going to look into the future. And I don't know where the worms are going to come March 1st because along with these perch, there is a huge amount of at the moment, they're all throwback stripers, but I keep getting reports of these over 30 inchers that are grabbing hold of these perch hooks and coming into the boat and swimming away. And I hope they're all swimming away, but
I've heard of a few myself, Dave. Yeah. Listen, don't overlook Ballinger Creek. Did I say Ballinger Creek? Find some holes. Like you said, Dave, the deeper holes. Okay, Dave, we're up against. We have to wrap it up. Give that Facebook page, Dave, website, and what are your hours, Dave, with the worms? What do you got? What do you got? What do you got?
What do you got? I think I'm going to be at least until March 1st. Try to call ahead, make sure we're here, because if the weather's bad or if I got to get out somewhere, I may be out for a short time, but we should be open every day, at least in the mornings, always in the mornings. But call first, 609-484-0409. Just look up Abseekin Bay on Facebook and go there, and you get all the information you can possibly use.
Okay, Cap, hopefully God spares. I'll see you this coming Tuesday or Wednesday. I'll call ahead of time. We'll see you, man.
Okay. Yeah, it's a good fishing. Get out there.
Yep. And Captain Dave, this is perch passion time. It has just been crazy. Getting cold front coming in. Need a boat. You can get some from the banks. Crowley Landing Casting. I get to that channel edge right there. Also up there, Mulliga Green Bank. That bulkhead there by the bridge. Get out. You have to get out deeper water. But the perch there, get out there and enjoy. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. Enjoy the weekend. Get outside. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio.